One of the things I love about living in New York City is that even at the most obnoxious and mundane of jobs, embarrassing maybe, you wind up meeting these really randomly, remarkably talented and creative, inventive people. One of these people is my friend Jason Nettle, who's been telling me a long time about this improv group that he's a member of. And while I still haven't been able to make it to a performance, I have made it to a rehearsal, and I brought along my recorder. This was actually a couple weeks ago that I got to go visit with them. So this is what happened. This is the improv group Veal, and they just talk about what they do and give a couple little samples. Goes like this.
Okay, so I'm here with the members, most of the members of Veal. And let's just go around the circle. You guys say your name and what you do.
Sure.
And go.
Like, on and off stage, or just in Veal?
Just in Veal.
Just in Veal.
Unless there's something really good you want to share.
Prostitute. No. My name's Abby Holland, and I'm in Veal. And I like singing and making up songs with people. And that's what we do.
Oh, cool.
So it's really fun.
Perfect. Thank you. I feel like we should say hi.
I'm Andy Weiss, also in Veal. And I make up songs and sing them with the rest of you.
Let me guess.
I am Jason Nettle, and I guess I try to throw as many curveballs into the show as possible.
Sure. Curveball man.
All right. I'm a sports fan.
I'm Susan Pickover, and my goal is just to make it through the show.
Without falling down.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm Frank Spitznagel, and I play piano for the group.
Yay! Nice. All right, so we should say what this is. Veal is a comedy improv with music thing.
It's musical comedy improv.
It's all right. Sort of like making up a musical theater show on the spot.
Okay, so like you have like songs that you just that you make up.
Frank plays, and
we get a suggestion from the audience. It's called a location. That's how we start our show. We take that location and we pretty much make up a musical of sorts, and so does Frank on the piano, so nothing is rehearsed. Mm.
We try to stick to musical theater aspects, right, where group songs, sort of dancing.
Lots of jazz hands.
Lots of jazz hands. We're doing it right now, you can't see it, but we're doing it.
It's true, they're jazz hands.
And not every scene has a song. So people come to the show and they're like, oh, is it going to be music, music, music? Well, no, there's like breaks, and we'll have some scenes that have songs and some scenes that don't. So it kind of all comes together to this awesome improvised musical show.
That is so cool. To me, I'm a pianist, so like the whole idea of improvising like songs, complete songs with like verse, chorus, everything is like amazing to me.
Well, we're extremely lucky to have Frank as our accompanist because he's brilliant on the piano. Play anything, any style. I don't know. We're just really lucky.
It's amazing. I haven't even heard you play yet. I'm like, you're amazing. So how did you guys become a group?
Doug, who is not here today, he took a musical theater, music improv class with Andy. And then Abby, Susan, me, and Kristen were in another class, and they had seen our show at UCB at Upright Citizen Brigade. And just sort of called us.
Yeah, Doug and I went shopping for people we thought would work well with
we
us.
Were
yeah. I knew Doug and Abby from a previous improv class, and so Doug and Andy sort of asked me who I thought from my class would be good. People made it. No, I'm just kidding. And yeah, so then we all put it together.
And Frank played for the class and plays for Liza Skinner's classes. And I had worked with Frank at Summerstock during Pirates of Penzance.
We did Pirates of Penzance in Vermont.
Yeah. So it's sort of like we all sort of knew each other indirectly.
All right.
And we started rehearsing.
February?
Yeah. So, yeah, just in like February, we started rehearsing and it was like an experiment of sorts. I mean, we knew we wanted to do musical stuff and a musical improvised show, but we kind of like, you know, practiced different forms and we practiced different ways that we could, you know, put our show out there. And we've kind of like been doing a form that we kind of feel comfortable with now.
Stuart Ranson, who's in Baby Wants Candy, who's one of the top music improv
from Chicago.
He's our coach, so he's sort of guided us.
Oh, that's so cool.
And
yeah, and for anyone who's listening that maybe is more familiar with actual long-form improv, what we technically do is a musical herald. A herald being a type of long-form improv structure. So we incorporate the singing and the whole sort of narrative musical aspect into this thing called a herald.
I just want to go out on a limb, too. As far as I know, there's been no musical herald that has been tried and done successfully. They have been tried, but when it was brought up, I didn't say a word. I was like, all right, I know this is tried before. It's been tried before, but it worked well with this group, and they even actually wanted to change it to a more narrative form, like a straight telling a straight story. And I was like, no, this is what you guys do, and better than anybody else in the city. So,
dun dun dun.
That's the first time I've ever been said about anything.
Yeah.
I think what we really have is a group, which is, I think we're all young improvisers, unlike Baby Wants Candy, who are just very, very established improvisers. But I think musically, I feel most confident with these people than I think we're musically better than Baby Wants Candy in the sense of harmonies and
structure
and different songs.
Yes, and that stuff comes from our initial training. We've all been sort of trained one way or another outside of improv with music, whether it was, like, I know, like, I just sang in choirs when I was younger, and I know Jason has musical theater background, etc. But because we were all in classes at the Upright Citizens Brigade with Eliza Skinner as the teacher, she really focuses on musical theater structures, and we were all just really good students in the sense that we really picked up on that and try to continue that.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah.
I think it's easier also than just basic improv. And this is Kristen.
Yay!
Hi, Kristen. Hello.
Another member.
We're doing a podcast.
Oh,
and this is Kristen.
Chair.
How spontaneous we are.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michael.
Hi, Kristen.
Nice to meet you.
What I was saying was that with most improv shows, sometimes when you're just doing basic comedy, is if you hit a wall or hit a dead end, you're suffering on stage and you're drowning on stage. But with music improv, it's sort of like, let's start a song because that's always the fan favorite.
Yeah. Like that. So that you can rescue yourself.
I think rescuing is a lot easier because
I think you immediately can get the audience, because it is a hard thing to do, and to be able to make up a song on the spot. Like,
yeah.
Before, I mean, I'll speak for myself. Before I started, I was like, whoa, I don't know. I mean, I think I can do this, but it sounds pretty difficult. And now that we've been doing it, I think the audience appreciates that we are improvising and singing at the same time, and it kind of gives us the edge, you know, to the show.
So is it, can I just throw something at you guys? Like, what would happen today? Can we, like, I don't know.
Well, if you
throw you a topic?
Yeah, I mean, the way our practices usually run is that we do a physical warm-up, which usually Jason leads because he's a trainer.
So he
knows how to move the body. And then we do a vocal warm-up, which Frank does for us, which is always important. And then we do a improv warm-up where we just sort of get into group mind and, you know, get our mouths moving and our bodies moving. And then we just practice different techniques and stuff. So you could throw out a suggestion, and you could see us perform it for you.
But Michael, give us a topic.
Yeah, give it. Yeah. Just say something.
Anything.
Cheese.
Cheese.
All right. Oh man, I said, brother, please. We're gonna talk about cheese, and I'm gonna pass it to Jason.
Baby, put it in a jar of Mason. I don't care if it's made with honey.
Oh, just give me the money, cause that's how I got to go to the store.
Yeah, baby, give me some more of that stuff that comes out of the cow.
cheese. We make it every day.
That's right, that's what I say. I'm gonna turn the milk and make it gooey.
Baby, you can say baba booey. Take it and put it in the udder. Oh, cause there ain't no other way to make that goddamn cheese.
Yeah, man, oh brother, please. You gotta roll it in a ball. That's the way we do it in the mall. The best cheese that you get is there.
That's right, don't you stare at me when I'm working the Cracker Barrel.
Baby, you can take my barrel cheese. Gouda, gouda. Oh, I ain't no loser. Oh, I eat it all day.
Yeah, man, I'm a clink clink. Or are they down the cheese? Yeah, oh, baby, please. Here we go, can't stop, can't make it stop now.
That's right. I'm just gonna keep on rapping.
Baby, and I will be crapping if I keep that cheddar cheese.
Oh, I'm on my knees. It's not coming out. I'm stuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm in a rut. Get me out, Lord. Get me out. Oh, God, I got doubt. Woo! Cheese can cure it. You know it can.
That's right. I said it can, my man. So I go to the doctor and he gives me a pill.
Cheese, it's like blue cheese.
Michael, can we get another suggestion?
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
Jeez?
Oh, brother, please.
Man.
Cars?
Cars.
Cars.
Okay. I'll start.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap. Mm. Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap. Bad rap.
When I buy a car and I feel... behind the seat, a steering
ticker.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
You know I am a liar.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
I got four black bald
wheels.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Yeah, man, my name is Piper.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
It's raining, raining, flip on the umbrella.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Oh, no, I'm not one of those crazy floaters.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
I don't got a hovercraft, my car runs on a
wheels.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Oh, don't hit that cow to become shake.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
You got to hit that on the
tire. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. This back seat smells like feet. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Cause the first time I made love, I was in the back trunk.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. This is the intro to all of our shows. We come out, we get a suggestion of a specific location, and then we set up the chorus. Someone sets up a chorus, and we all listen to it, and we repeat it, and then we do verses, and we do a bridge, and we go back to the choruses to help explore the idea of the location so that that sets all the ideas up for the rest of the show. So everything that you hear in the choruses, you'll eventually see throughout the entire rest of the 30-35 minutes of the show.
Let's get a suggestion of a... place you would want to go with your grandma.
That's me.
Yeah.
I don't improv, y'all.
Sing a song about it right now.
I went to... let's go to... church.
Church!
Church!
stained glass, a priest in the back, pallbearers surround.
So cool.
All right, so this has been Veal. Thanks, you guys, for joining me.
Thank you.
You guys have shows coming up at Under St. Mark's. I'm reading this off a card. Yes. Tell me if I say something wrong.
Under St. Mark's Theater. The place is called Under St. Mark's. It's a little confusing if you've never been there, but yeah.
Not just under the street.
It's not under the St. Mark's street.
It smells.
Yeah. Oh, it kind of is.
Yeah. It's in a basement, but it's on.
It's in an actual building.
It's in a
beer
building, though.
And bathrooms, if you need
beer
it.
The two beats.
It's under St. Mark's, which is St. Mark's is the street, and it's between First and A.
Okay.
First and A.
And then.
Yeah, we have our show this coming Saturday. I don't know when you're.
November 8th.
November 8th at 10:30 p.m. Try to be on time because we have a really fun opening act. Yes. Our opening act goes on for about 15-20 minutes. Yeah.
It'll be our first show under a new president-elect.
Yeah.
I guess that's huge.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's hey.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
And Frank.
Anyway.
And Frank Spitznagel will be on the piano.
And if you can't make it to that one, we have another one December 13th, which is also Saturday at 10:30 p.m.
And what is the price?
Oh, it's, our Saturday night shows are $8, but they're totally worth $8. In fact, they're worth way more than that.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I haven't even been there yet.
At least nine. I'm going.
Maybe $9.50. I would probably pay $9.50.
It's way better than a movie ticket. Movie tickets are what, $13.
You get your money's worth.
Yeah, and you can check out us on
MySpace and Facebook.
Yeah, Veal Improv. Just find us there. And there'll be other show postings, and you can see pictures of our lovely faces.
And videos are on YouTube also.
Cool.
So if you want to get a little, you know, see what you're in for, go on YouTube and find Veal, and you'll see some videos from our past shows.
And if you show up and you have sinned, we will have holy water.
Yeah.
Give me